Earlier today, it became official. Paul Wolfowitz will be the next president of the World Bank. Wolfowitz is now Undersecretary of Defense, and he was an architect of the war in Iraq. He was initially seen as a potentially divisive figure, one who many countries, particularly France and Germany, would fight against. But today he was elected unanimously by the World Bank's International Board of Directors. NPR's Adam Davidson reports.
While the vote was being held behind closed doors, a small crowd gathered outside of World Bank headquarters.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the one-horse race, the Bretton Woods Derby!
Two protesters wore a large horse costume and ran a one-horse race up and down the sidewalk in front of the bank. The protesters say the race symbolizes the undemocratic nature of today's election. Paul Wolfowitz was the only candidate. The protest was tiny compared to other anti-World Bank events. There were about a dozen protesters, along with the horse, surrounded by more than two dozen reporters. Basav Sen, a volunteer with Mobilization for Global Justice, said that he and other anti-World Bank activists hate Wolfowitz. But it doesn't really matter who is in command of the bank.
The World Bank is such a rotten institution to begin with that he couldn't make it very much worse than it already is.
Many expected Wolfowitz's nomination to be fought fiercely, particularly by the French and German governments, which were strongly opposed to the Iraq War. Wolfowitz is a well-known and unpopular figure in both countries. Early on, some European leaders said that Wolfowitz could use the bank to promote America's foreign policy goals. But even before today's unanimous election, European leaders had given Wolfowitz mild support. Eckhard Deutscher is the German representative on the World Bank Board of Directors.
I cannot follow the fantasies of some people projecting now Mr. Wolfowitz saying he is now taking the World Bank as an instrument of the U.S. foreign policy. This is simply not imaginable.
Deutscher did not express an opinion, one way or another, on Wolfowitz's qualifications. He simply said the bank itself is strong enough that it cannot be manipulated by anyone, even the new president. Wolfowitz spent time this week in Europe, meeting with leaders there and pledging his support for the bank's anti-poverty mission. The World Bank was founded in 1944 to help rebuild post-war Europe. Since its start, the president has always been an American, nominated by the U.S. president. This was not going to be the year that European leaders fought to change that tradition, says Philip Gordon, director of the Center on U.S. and Europe at the Brookings Institution.
I think a few months ago, even, the Europeans would have been prepared to stand up and say no, and to say to the Bush administration that they weren't simply going to accept the choice that the United States made of Paul Wolfowitz. But I think it's different now, and there's just a different tone in transatlantic relations.
Wolfowitz will become World Bank president on June 1st. Adam Davidson, NPR News, Washington.